Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. I want to invite you in, grab a comfy seat, order your favorite beverage, and let's see what kind of magic we can make together for the next 2 hours. You know, it's all about the underground independent artists when it comes to Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. So that's what I'm going to bring you today. I'm going to start out the show with an artist. I haven't played this piece, actually. Her name is E. Bells, and she's out of Seattle, Washington. This piece is called All About You.
Oh,
All right, that was Yi Bells out of the Pacific Northwest with her piece All About You. Again, I want to welcome you to Flavor Coffee House. This is where I support underground independent artists. I also open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to call in that is an underground independent artist or even a small business owner that wants to call in and promote themselves and what they do. Otherwise, you know, I'm even open to opening up the phone lines for conversation. But until then, let me just keep playing you some great music from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, to across the United States and around the globe. I'm going to bring another Pacific Northwest artist. He's somebody I just really, really love his talent, and his name is Sheldon Butler. And let's see, I think I'm going to do something a little bit different that comes from him. This is called City Boys featuring Bernard.
From the street, I make it loud. Keep that party pumping when I'm around. I do my two step, then break it down. You wanna party, alright? Come on and do your two step. 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 Yeah. I'm from the city that never sleeps. City filled with wonder. Symbol of hope, anybody can render. These are my roots, baked beans and collard greens. The city is filled with people who raised me. City filled with love, city of kindness. City filled with hope, city of oneness. If you look at me, you're gonna find it. Educated brother, America's finest. So two steps for me. If you're feeling like you wanna get low for me. Fellas, if you feel your bonnet, two steps for me. Ladies, if you're feeling fly, two steps with me. I'm from the street, I make it loud. Keep that heart pumping when I'm around. I do my two steps, then break it down. You wanna party all night? Come on and do your two steps. 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 Find your heart at. I'm surprised I'm alive, cause I left my bag in Nigeria, state of emergency. Have to return, Africa's waiting for me. Now I find myself stuck in a new town. So the rest of my people, I gotta put it down. So I two step like I'm marching home. Nigeria's waiting, can't leave my heart alone. So two step for me. If you're feeling like you wanna get low. Fellas, if you feel your bonnet, two step for me. Ladies, if you're feeling fly, two step with me. I'm from the street, I make it loud. Keep that party pumping when I'm around. I do my two step, then break it down. You wanna party all night? Come on and do your two step. 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 From the street, I make it loud. Keep that heart pumping when I'm around. I do my two step, then break it down. You wanna party all night? Come on and do your two step. 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 Do your two step.
All right, that was City Boys by Sheldon Butler, also out of the Pacific Northwest. We've got some great talents here in Seattle, Washington, where I'm located, you know, and I'm so very, very excited and very pleased to have started a group with my business partner, J.C. Cage from Black Stacks, and it's called Unity Through Arts Exchange. And what we're doing is we're bringing artists from across the United States here to the Pacific Northwest for a mini tour. It could reach into Canada or down to Portland, Oregon, and, of course, you know, here in Seattle, Washington, and the surrounding areas here in Washington. And Monica Monet was our first one. She was up here March 22nd through the 25th. Can I tell you, it was an absolutely amazing experience. She is out of Jacksonville, Florida. And guess what? Soon we are going to be making arrangements for an artist to go down there to where she is and perform. So, you know what? I think I'm going to play a track by Monica Monet off of her new CD, which is called Simply Beautiful. And I'm going to play Love Changes by Monica Monet.
Oh,
All right, that was Love Changes by my girl Monica Monet again. Monica was just up here in Seattle, Washington. We held a listening party for her at the Twilight Martini Lounge. That was a great event. She met some interesting people, filmmakers, promoters, just a variety of, like, industry people at that particular event. We actually sold quite a few of her Simply Beautiful CDs. Then we took a break on that Saturday. She did a live set at Lucid's Jazz Lounge, performing with the Tony Lewis Trio. An amazing, amazing man came up for the event. His name is Blue Mitchell from California. Did an improv piece with Monica on the stage. That was amazing. Felicia Loud hit the stage. One of our favorite trumpeters, Owara Runga, hit the stage with Monica that night. It was an amazing event. And then the closing out night, we had Black Stax, Delton Sun, Speakeasy Unplugged with Sister Love, and Blue Mitchell. He was our host for that night. He also performed. An amazing, amazing night. I've been posting videos. I finally got the videos from 88 Keys for the Sunday night show. Starting to get them all posted. So please check them out. I've got them up on Facebook. Not all of them. I still have some more to load and get up there. But if you don't see them on Facebook, if you're not my Facebook friend, you can go over to Lady Flava's channel on YouTube and check it out. It was an amazing time for me, and I look forward to the next event. So as I was saying, the whole concept of the exchange program is to bring artists here to the Pacific Northwest where we are, but to establish relationships with those artists to have the capability of sending another artist to where they're from. So Monica is from Jacksonville, Florida. We are working on somebody being able to go to Jacksonville, Florida to perform. We have a venue there already, you know, set up for that. The next artist that's going to be coming up here is out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not going to say the name yet, but we're working out the details and the venues and everything for that particular artist, so stay tuned for more information. And you know what? The only way you can get involved in the UTAE, Unity Through Arts Exchange, is if you are a member of the Flava News Movement. I think that's fair, right? So if you don't know about the Flava News Movement, go over to my website, hit the Flava News Movement page. You can find out all about how you can get involved and become a member of this great, great movement that we're just trying to find a variety of ways, you know, to support artists. I do see somebody raise their hand, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 323 area code, welcome to Flava Coffee House.
Yeah, yay, yeah. What's going on with you?
I'm just busy up here, you know, playing some good music for you. Who is this?
This is Keith Pizark. I'm in the chat room as well.
Okay.
You sound good.
All right. So where are you from, Keith?
I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
A little bit about myself. I want to do a plug, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay. I'm a multi-platinum producer, first and foremost. But
okay.
I'm also CEO at Team Ashton Entertainment.
Okay.
And what we just did was secure distribution with the largest digital distributor on the planet. They're so large, they distribute Universal Music Group, Interscope, and so on and so forth. All these majors go to this one company for digital because they do it worldwide.
All right.
And what I want to do is bring to the table to artists who have infrastructure, and I emphasize on infrastructure, who have momentum going, who needs that worldwide distribution or to be on a platform to, you know, to broaden, you know, their demographic.
Okay. So how would they get involved, and what would it take for you to take an artist into consideration to work with?
On the side, I definitely want to get with you and give you my information. Well, you have my number. Just give me a call on the side, and we can set up some things. I can send you some information regarding the distribution services.
Okay.
I mean, it's phenomenal. It covers everything digital, from ringtones to ringbacks to music videos to music documentaries. is so many different ways to capitalize off of your music. A lot of artists are just focused on downloading, please download my music. And with technology, there's five other ways you can get paid from that one composition.
Right.
So,
okay. Well, I think you might become my new best friend, huh, Keith?
No, all good. We're there already.
Well, I'm excited that you called you called into the show. I mean, I was excited to see, you know, your name in the chat room and all of that, but I appreciate you calling in because, you know, that's one of the struggles that we talk about when it comes to underground independent artists. I do think that some of it comes to, you know, the lack of just doing the research and understanding the business part of it. You know, but I agree with you. There's got to be so many other ways, you know, that you can get your music out there and to have it heard and recognized and make money from it. Because that's the bottom line for the majority of the artists, especially that come through Flava News, is that, you know, the bottom line is that they're wanting, you know, and honestly deserving, in my opinion, to make money from, you know, what they're creating.
To me, making money is a side effect of your love for what you do.
Sure.
You know, this is my thing.
Okay.
If I never got paid off of music, I would still be doing music.
I hear you on that.
You know, and for my faithfulness to the music, it's taken me around the globe twice.
Okay.
You know, and I have the platinum accolades with that. And what's so crazy with that, it wasn't until maybe like a year or two ago where RIAA, they certified like all my production like diamond.
Okay.
And they sent me this plaque with all of the albums that I, you know, did production on. And it hit me. It's like, wow, I was grinding so hard I never put my head up to smell the roses. It's like, as I was traveling, none of that meant anything to me because I was so submersed in the music that I didn't get a chance to get the big head or really even celebrate, you know, with that.
Okay.
So that brings me back to, I want to put that out to the artist, you know, you really have the love and the passion and all the accolades and everything else is going to come. It's a side effect to what you love to do.
Well, and I think that people can tell when somebody's got a love and a passion for it. I think that people can tell when somebody's authentic with what they're creating also.
Absolutely.
You know, and so just out of curiosity, what are your thoughts about, you know, artists that try to copycat somebody who's out there mainstream already doing it?
I call them clones, and that's saturating and blocking the whole music industry with the real people with real talent. It's harder for them to break through because there's so many things in the way, you know?
Right.
There's, I call them hobbyists, you know?
Okay.
There's people who are doing it for the love, and they really have talent, and there are people who really don't have the talent but really have the admiration to be that, you know?
All right. So how did you, if you don't mind me asking you, Keith, and taking advantage of the fact that you called into the show, you might say, oh, my goodness, why did I ever call into Flava show? You know, but you can definitely say, no, Flava, you know, it's time to go back in the chat room or whatever. You know, I have to respect that. But how did you get involved in the beginning in this industry then?
Wow. I guess I can put my age out there. I'm 42 years old.
Okay.
And I had my first commercial release at age 17, you know, but just go back beyond that. I saw hip hop born. You feel me? I saw it born and I caught the bug and I knew that I wanted to do something in entertainment, be it make music or sing or do something. I wanted to be a part of it.
Okay.
And it just evolved from me being a DJ, to going to school, knowing the theory, the technology of the music, and, you know, being a producer, you know, becoming a real producer.
Okay.
I grew up on the east side of Long Beach, so needless to say, I grew up with Warren G, Snoop, and Nate Dogg. We all grew up together.
Okay.
So that's where a majority of my, you know, platinum records and whatnot was with my production with Snoop.
Okay.
But, hopefully I'm answering the question right, but, you know, I just evolved. My love for the music just put me on a path, and I'm just navigating. You know, I'm still navigating.
Mm-hmm. No, and, you know, I can appreciate that. I mean, so would you say the success that you have had is due to who you know?
I can't take credit for anything or put anything on it. The, you know, the creator, you know, I got to give
right.
God all the, I got to give it to him.
Because, there you go.
Like I said, when I got that diamond plaque, it's like I had to sit in deep thought and like trip,
mm-hmm.
like how God brought me through so many different situations and turned me on to certain people and had
mm-hmm.
certain people fall out of my life, you know, and blessing
right.
me with the ability to see fakeness, you know. That's
yes.
one of my big man, he did good with that one.
Right.
But I would say being true to yourself, you know, in this industry, people who are waiting for a handout, you got to do it yourself. You know, you got to have that much love for it to do it yourself. Learn the business, music business. Business is the biggest word in the whole phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the business and get you a team around you, you know, that you can trust. And be self-contained, you know, infrastructure, you know, learn infrastructure, be self-contained. And that way, the less people you have to wait and depend on, you know, the better your movement will be, you know, put your own destiny into your own hands, you know, and
right.
not have to depend on people. And just this distribution situation was so much of a blessing. It gives me, I actually had my attorney negotiate my percentage with the distribution company to where I can leave room to do sub-label deals or singles deals with artists as I hear something that's hot that, you know, the world
okay.
should hear.
Okay. Well, I think it's a blessing, and I appreciate you, you know, calling into my show. So just out of curiosity, how did you even end up at my show?
I mean, here's the thing with me. My mind moves at a million miles an hour, and when I get a moment to not focus on the business or the music, I surf
mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
And it's engaging, and I can reach out to the host at will and express my
right.
opinion. Instant
right.
gratification, you know, when you think
okay.
about radio and all that madness, it's crazy. But I love Blog Talk Radio, and I've passed your icon a couple of times.
Okay.
And I didn't do the archive. I wanted to catch you live, and I happened to catch you live today.
Okay.
You know, so we good.
Well, I'm glad that you did, you know, because, you know, I call myself the artist cheerleader. I support underground independent artists, you know, and it's just my way of trying to, you know, it creatively in different ways. I not only do my Blog Talk Radio shows, but it's, you know, it's about trying to shine the light on some artists that I feel are very, very deserving. Just recently,
absolutely.
You know, got involved with bringing some mini tours up here to Seattle, Washington. As you heard me talk about, Monica Monet was the first one, and she was just up here.
She's dope.
It was an amazing experience. She is dope. She is. So I'm going to have to talk to you about her.
Yeah, she reminds me of Karen White a little bit.
Interesting point. But yeah,
that's real art. She's real music. I feel that.
Yeah.
That's why it didn't take me to listen to the whole song before I said I love it.
Right.
It's just the sound and the feel was so organic. You know, I can
yeah.
dig it.
Yeah, and that's her. You know, she just writes from her heart. You know, whatever she's feeling. You know. It's her story, you know, that she puts out there. And when you see her perform, Keith, you feel it, you know. You feel her story, and she's a true entertainer. She just does not get up on the stage and hold that mic and sing. I mean, she's an entertainer. She's very engaging of the audience. And so I'm still, you know, getting feedback from people about how amazing the tour was, you know, up here with her and everything. So, you know, I'm looking forward to doing more and, you know, just growing what I'm doing and perfecting what I'm doing. Because as artists, you know, need to educate themselves and do the research and, let, as you say, surround yourself with the right people, the right team. You know, that's what I'm building on, too. And it's exciting for me. You know, God couldn't have ever put it in my head this is where I was going to end up being, you know, in doing what I'm doing right now. But I love it. I wake up, you know, thinking and dreaming and doing the work to going to sleep, you know, and you know, this is what I'm about. And, it's what, you know, breathes life into me, and I so love doing what I'm doing, you know. And
hey, now that's living. That is living, doing what you like to do. Do you know how
there
many people out there going through a 9-to-5, wanting to jump off a building?
Right.
And we are blessed. That's one of the blessings, man. It's like at 12 years old, I had this older guy tell me, he says, if you do something that you like, you'll never work a day in your life. And it didn't hit me till years and years later.
Okay.
It's like, man, I'm supporting myself and my family doing what I like to do. I'm not working. You know, when you know, I have to stop myself when people call me and I say, I can't talk right now, I'm working. You know, I have to just mentally just stop that, you know? It's like when they call me, I'm having fun right now. I got to call you
back.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, I think that you are blessed, you know, to be doing what you're doing and to be able, you know, to take care of your family doing this. You know, it's one of the conversations that we have frequently here on my shows, you know, is you know, that label, which I don't like, you know, the struggling artist thing, you know, but I've done an artist roundtable with the loved ones of the artists and the sacrifices that they've made to allow their creative souls, you know, to do what it is that they just have to do. To then, you know, talking about what should your team look like to be effective. And, you know, I just like opening up the phone lines and having those type of dialogues, you know, because I always learn and grow. So just like you calling into my show today, I don't take that for granted. You know, it's like, you know, there was a divine, you know, purpose to you calling, and so I appreciate that. And so, you know, walking away from this show today, you know, I know that I will have grown just from having this conversation with you. But I like to open up the phone lines, and I like to have these type of dialogues because, you know, what better way to become educated or have somebody challenge your mind in saying, you know what, okay, maybe I need to look into this because that's something that I have not thought about. I mean, you said something very profound in regards to the fact that when it comes to this craft, this art, you know, there's such a big percentage that's business. I remember having Tasha Taylor on my show, Johnny Taylor's baby girl, and she said that's what her daddy, you know, raised her on, you know, coming into this industry, is that 90% of it is business, 10% is the craft, you know. So I really, really appreciate the fact of you calling in and, you know, and sharing your wisdom with us. And I hope maybe this won't, you know, you won't be a stranger. I hope I can twist your arm into, you know, coming back and, you know, maybe sharing some more of your knowledge in the future.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things I do. You know, I get a chance to go to a lot of schools and speak. So,
okay.
You know, I speak on the business, you know, not from a book, but from a life experience, you know. So I get a chance to travel the country. We need to hook something up that I come up here, you know, and do like be a keynote speaker or something.
Okay.
Have an industry mixer where I can keynote speak and answer questions at will. And, you know, I got this distribution on deck. Everyone needs that. So it can be a one-stop shop.
Right. No, that sounds like something we should talk about and see how we can make that happen. Definitely. You make me even more excited, Keith, by calling in. You know what I mean? It's like God always reminds me in one way or another why I do what I do. You know, because, you know, as you talk about the fact that this is what you're passionate about and how it's fun, you also know that there are challenges, you know. And
absolutely.
And sometimes it's like, oh, my God, why am I doing this? You know, why am I even bothering? You know,
hey,
and then something happens.
On that, not to cut you off, but it's like I'm so positive now. My vibration is so high, and everything negative, I spin it into a positive. Every obstacle that I run into is really a blessing because it makes me activate another God-given talent.
Right.
I'm getting better.
Right. I feel you on that, and I feel that from you. You know, I can feel that, you know, just in the conversation, you know. And so, again, I really appreciate, you know, you calling into the show, and, you know, I definitely, you know, will give you a call. Are you, by chance, like on Facebook or anything like that?
It's kind of, I'm married, so I don't do Facebook.
Oh, sure, I can understand that.
But you can definitely, Keith Clizark, you can Google me and you'll see all kind of things come up, but I'm primarily on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Or Twitter, and okay. you can give me at Clizark, and I'll spell it out for you. C-L-I-Z as in zebra, A-R-K, mm-hmm. at Clizark. Okay. That's my Twitter.
Okay.
And for the business, I'm on the LinkedIn.
Okay.
But you have my number. When you get free, just give me a call, and we can establish, you know, and start interfacing on some of the things we talked about.
No, I would love to do that with you, Keith. So I appreciate you taking, time out on, I'm sure, your busy schedule. I totally understand the fact of you just kind of needing to take a break from time to time from your fun.
Yes.
But it's funny that you talked about Blog Talk, let me just touch on that right quick. I tell people all the time, you never know who's paying attention. You just never know. And it's interesting, the people that I've become connected with in this industry through Blog Talk Radio. Who would have ever guessed somebody like you, would happen on my show today and call in?
Right. I mean, it's all synchronicity.
There you go.
All part of one big picture. We were supposed to link up.
I agree. You make me smile. I just want you to know you make me smile today. It's a beautiful day here in Seattle. We actually have sun, no clouds, no rain, so that's a good thing. And we had Keith call into my show, so I'm double blessed right now.
We all good. Let's take it to another level, though.
There you go. I'm ready to do that, so I definitely will give you a call. So just watch for a 206 area code.
Okay, you got it. Okay, well, I'm going to jump off when I'm still listening online. I'm in the chat room. I'm active. Do your thing.
All right, darling. Thank you so much for calling in, Keith.
All right, peace.
All right. Well, like I said, you never know who's paying attention, so what a blessing to have Keith call in and to hear him spit his wisdom and, just see what else we can bring to the table. So you know what? I'm going to bring an artist. I believe he's also out of California. His name is Abdul Hall, and I'm going to play Every Time.
Oh, I wonder what time it is. Oh, snap. Are you serious? Yo. It's 4:15 a.m. as I look over at the clock right next to my bed, a bed that you're not in. I'm pulling on my sheets trying to get myself comfortable. I readjust my pillow. I'm miserable, it's hot in here, seems like the walls are sweating. I open up my window, but that ain't working either, cause it ain't no breeze blowing tonight. Hold up. Oh, I thought I heard my phone, which is crazy because my phone ain't even on. I sit back on my bed, put my hand on my head, as I'm trying to make some sense of it all.
Could it be I've fallen so deep?
I'm falling so deep
that I can't sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even speak.
So I guess I gotta sing it to you, girl.
I'm gonna leave you to
I feel like, ooh, no.
Every time I leave you, it's just love.
Like I don't have no air to breathe. Being away is choking me, baby.
Every time I leave you, it's just love.
Every time, yeah, I'm off. And I gotta get right back to where you are. Now it's 5:03.
And the sun is slowly setting. I'm still in here sweating.
Pacing the floor trying to get myself together, thinking about you constantly. I just can't seem to shake you. Tell me what could make you do the things you did to me and say the things you said.
Whatever you're doing is working, cause I just can't keep my head.
Immobilization is what you put on me. I'm looking in the mirror and I'm tripping cause it ain't me. Wait, hold up. I gotta get it together, man.
I wanna stop, but it's feeling way too good. The way that you got me, you came and straight rocked me.
As I'm trying to
Germany. She has an amazing, amazing show called Marmalade for Soul on Regina Records Radio, and the first time I heard Abdul was on her show, and so from there I reached out to him to see if he wanted to be heard on Flava News Radio, and I was blessed to have him want to come on board over here. So, Sissy, thank you so much for playing his music. Since I'm in this great, great mood, you know, I was in a good mood just starting out the show, but, you know, Keith helped me get there. I want to play a piece that just really, really makes me smile because this piece was created for me. This is Leopard Jam by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson. If anybody knows me, you know that I love leopard print. It's my favorite thing. I call it my color. I know it's not a color, but it's my color, okay? So I call it my color, and so I'm very, very blessed to have some amazing talents that collaborated from across the United States to create that piece. And again, it's called Leopard Jam for Lady Flava on Flava News Radio, and it is created by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, John D. Green Sr., and Paul Ferguson, produced by SJF Music. And I'm actually very, very proud to be a part of the SJF Music team. I'm a part of another team. I seem to be kind of growing in where people are wanting to pull me, and I'm a part of this gentleman's team also. I'm going to play the title track of one of his CDs. This is Mark Van Claggett, and I'm going to play I Want You.
Girl, I really want you. I want you.
again. That was Mark Van Cleggett with his title track to one of his CDs, which is called I Want You. And you can find out more about Mark over at www.marlexrecords.com. So, you know what? It has been a while since my dear, dear friend Patrick Domino has come to one of my shows. So let me scroll down my list and find one of his pieces to play for you. I got so many tracks here. I don't know if I'm scrolling right past it. Patrick, I want to play one of your pieces. Let me just, you know what? Here, we found you. We found you. So let me play. This is actually one of my favorite pieces by Patrick Domino, and this is December Butterfly.
Thank you.
All right, that was Patrick Domino, who's hanging out in the chat room with us today with his piece, December Butterfly. I want to play a piece by a young lady who came on my show the other day. I was so thrilled to have her on my show as a special guest, and she's going to be coming back from California to the Pacific Northwest to perform during Memorial Day weekend. Her name is Corla Weigel, and I'm going to play her piece, Should Have Been Me.
Thank you.
All right, that was Miss Corla Weigel out of California, returning to Seattle, Washington, Memorial Day weekend to do two shows through Baby Girl Promotions. If you missed the feature that I did with her, she was my surprise guest when I had Baby Girl Promotions on the leopard carpet with me. It's definitely worth going back and listening to the archives of that particular show. She's got a great history here in the Pacific Northwest, and she's just an amazing, amazing lady. So I was just thrilled to have her on my particular show. And, she, you know, as I said on that particular show, she was one of the artists that I had on a jazz cruise, the very first event that I ever put on here in Seattle, Washington in 2004. She and Josephine House, what an amazing, amazing talent that she is. And you know what? We've got some great talents up here in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm proud, you know, to be able to represent some of them here on Flava News Radio. So, you know, just stay tuned. And you know what? I just passed some of my family here on my list as I started scrolling and talking, and I'm thinking it's been a minute that since I played this song. I got to play it because it's one of them feel-good days, right? This is I Love My Life by my family, Black Stacks.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
Featuring their lead female vocalist, Felicia Loud. Now I'm going to take you down to Arizona. I think this man is absolutely amazing as a producer. This piece is called, Lost on Repeat, featuring Espinanza Spalding, Lyric Jones, and Mother's Favorite Child. Again, Lost on Repeat.
But never lose tempo when the clock comes. There's no melody that works in every key.
bum be bumping. Didn't eat nothing, so I threw together something. Popped in my favorite Spike Lee joint. Do the right thing, cause lately was the case in point. Racism,
check.
Minimum wage,
check.
In the hood, being misunderstood by just trying to do good. Trying to get in where I fit in.
Whatever that means.
In this male-dominated rap scene, was just not happening.
Nah.
Of course, not the way I wanted to go. Be undeniable, all night as we riding my rhymes to groom the flow.
Yeah.
Feel like I had the world on my shoulders. And hip-hop, man, it's like in dog years. I get older and bolder. But yet, still, I'm an infant. Repeating to myself, I blow up in an instant. But like a puzzle piece, I have a set place. So I move at my set pace, and it's all with my game face. Yeah.
But
never lose tempo. Frequent bus for reasons why I weigh it heavy when folks say
I love you.
Wish I can keep the good times on repeat.
Syndication.
Get a sneak peek of what I go through weekly in the station. I guess in life I'm trying to cheat. Know what the future holds. Protect my future goals. Go to God to get my future told.
Yeah.
Now I know I can't compare most of me. They're like a melody that doesn't work in my key, certainly. Sometimes a sharp nine is not available. Like attention misplaced in the song. I'm comparable.
Me.
Makes my whole situation a parable. Teach the world what goes wrong. Not always terrible.
Yeah.
Lessons before dying on a daily. Seems like Satan's attorney's trying to haze me. But yet it doesn't faze me. Cause it's the northern streets that raised me. My defeat that saved me.
No melody that works in every night. Long as the beat.
Right.
But never lose tempo. No melody that works in every. We all need the beat. But never lose tempo. Never lose tempo.
All right, that was Lost on Repeat, produced by one of my favorite producers out of Arizona, Paris Tune. So what do you think about what I'm playing so far? What do you think about the conversation that I had in the first half with Keith? You know, feel free to call in. We still got about like 45 minutes left in the show. If you've got something you'd like to share, you want to share some thoughts about what's going on the show today, you want to promote yourself, you want to bring up another subject, please feel free to call in to 347-857-1189 here at Flavor Coffee House. You know what? I'm going to bring one of my favorite spoken word artists out of Ohio. This is Miss Neo Soldier and her piece, Enigma.
Easy to get along with, but hard to know, I suppose. Still waters run deep, but streams flow from rivers birthed by seas conceived in an ocean wave overflows so deep it's understated. Judged exterior by my quantity, so my quality is underrated.
That's a good thing.
I'm an enigma, that thin line between love and hate. Either you get me or you just ain't. I speak in concrete, but my life be abstract. Sometimes theoretical, but at times contradictory to who you thought I was. It's not intentional, I'm just neo-dimensional. Torn between holy and whorish tendencies, my mantises can sear the mentals of the most contently moral mortals. Decadent till the sutras regarded as missionary. Love's free enough to cry out, oh my God. If two make it one, then stand unashamed in praise and cry out to my God. My worship intently pure to earth shakes, heaven moves, hell cringes and creation bows. I rock the mark of the redeemed, living that fine balance between human and his. I'm not perfect, but I am his perfection.
I'll be there.
Surprise, a little something
special
extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be me. A little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different, another way you'll never see. You know the only way to be
existence question is answered fail for the why is she. My presence not an occurrence but a situation. Declared lyrically out saying, cause when you insane, skirts and shirts serve shots of time release, spans of time release life as you hug yourself and stare your dreams away in a whitewashed world. Some say I be deep, but mostly I be geek. Would rather read than speak, so I marry them. Can't reduce my poetry to simplistic prose using six words and four lines, five profane with the and in between. Your cognizance of my simulations of humanity's verisimilitudes is paramount, so I script hard, not lazy with my rhyme. I study craft to be good at my crime. Lift and flow irrelevant to teach you what you think you know. Just help you remember if you nod while you grow.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different away you've never seen.
You know the only way to be.
Surprise, a little something special extra. But you can get to know me if I let you. Different another way you've never seen.
Gospel, jazz, simmered in neo-soul sauce with an order of true hip-hop on the side and a tall drink of old school. Raised in the days of all-day plays of That's My Jam on the phonograph with a penny on the arm and nights of dedications of quiet storms. The authentic synthetic sounds leave me in unrest, so I remain true to the real. Singers who sing, not manufactured with a computer screen. Earth, wind, feel, be my fire. A love of your own, my creed. All hail to the queen of soul, giving him something he can feel. And MJ, the way you make me feel. I refuse to call evil good and good evil. Singing is singing and art is art. I rest easy in today's silence and yesterday's noise, cause I be a reflection of the way life used to be. My enigmaism say I can do that and not care how you feel about that. Not trying to be different, I just am.
Trying to be different. I just say,
a little something extra, but you can get to know me if I let ya. If I let ya. Different, a way you never see. I can only be me, can't be the way you want me to be. Gotta be me, gotta be me. I'd be bad and be my ass.
All right, that was Neo Soldier out of Ohio with her piece Enigma. She's somebody who, when I had her on the leopard carpet with me, I just really, really fell in love with her as a person and her style. You know, you can feel her passion for what she does through her spoken word and singing to, you know, just life and the stories and messages that she brings in her pieces. So please check out Neo Soldier. Now I'm going to take you down to Atlanta, Georgia. You know, I've got so many favorites, so many favorites. This is Winston Warrior with one of his pieces that's charting globally, and I believe I saw that the video is being played on MTV. So this is Keep Moving by Winston Warrior.
I would get in my own way when I thought I was. in your dreams, you see it so clearly that it started to materialize. Felt like my reality was forcing me to choose. I was confused, but I learned that holding on to what I loved inside taught me to rise.
You can actually check out some of the artists that I play on my shows over off of Puzzle Market and Media. That's where they come from, you know, to me through a wonderful, wonderful man out of Miami, Hassan Brown. So check out Puzzle Marketing and Media over on FlavaNews.com under the cooperative page and find out more about Hassan Brown, who he is and what he does and what artists he is working with. He's got some amazing, amazing talents that are soon to blow up. I just trust and believe. You know, several of them are charting already, performing in all kinds of venues, and, you know, being seen on television and all of that. So, you know, definitely check out who he is and the artists that he's working with. I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play one of my favorite hip-hop artists. I really, really like this particular piece. This is called Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniels by Jason F.
Ride with me, baby, come on and let me know. We can head to the mall or hit up the liquor store. We can see where it's popping or we can cruise without talking. And I can keep the bass knocking or I can keep it low. Say the word and I'll pick you up if you're really down. We can dip through the city and take it out of town. We can park it through heavy and sit and talk in the Chevy. Just let me know when you're ready and I'ma come around. I wanna see you riding shot to show you off to my homies. And when I gotta do a show, wanna go? We can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and sip a bottle of Malone. Let me know.
Let me take you on out of here, up in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun, and I'ma take you on out of here, up in the car and let's ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Like you with me when I'm gripping on my steering wheel. And when we riding together, I like the way it feels. You're so chill, it's attractive. I like your style and fashion. I like the way you go half on it when we get the bill. I don't care where we go, I just wanna be with you. So can you jump in the car and whip in the turn or two? We can listen to the music and just be dipping and cruising. It's up to you, cause you're choosing. So tell me what it do. I wanna see you riding shy to show you off to my homies. And when I gotta do a show, wanna go? We can go in the movie, then go back home and get cozy and ship a bottle of alone. Let it go.
Right, right, right. Let me take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's go. Oh, oh. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You ride shotgun. And I'ma take you on out of here. Up in the car and let's ride, ride, ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me, go with me. Ride with me, with me, ride with me, ride with me. Cruise with me, with me, cruise with me, cruise with me. Roll with me, with me, roll with me, roll with me. Let me know if you wanna go with me, go with me. You should've known I wanted to roll, cause I'm a rider. You seen them 13s turning on my arrival. So if you ready to go, hop in my El Camino. I'll even open your door, baby, let's roll.
Let's ride, ride, ride. Let me take you on out of here. Hop in the car and let's go. Let's fill up and drive away. Come on, girl, I'll be driving. You got a shotgun. And I'ma take you on out of here. Hop in the car and let's ride, ride, ride. Let's fill up and drive away.
That was Jason F. from Eastern Washington with his piece, Let's Ride, featuring Adrian Daniel. Now I'm going to take you over to Rome, Italy. This is one of my favorite jazz pianists. This is Antonio Ferraro, and I'm going to play his piece, Dialogue.
Thank you.
All right, that was Antonio Ferraro with his piece Dialogue off of his Domi CD, and Antonio is out of Rome, Italy. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest. Again, we've got some amazing talents from my hometown. This is Zach Trandum with You and I. With his piece, You and I. Now I'm going to take you out to the East Coast, to the Baltimore, D.C. area. This is Coley Williams with her piece, Also for a New Day.
This is for the ancestors, Ella,
All right, that's my girl Coley Williams with her piece, Old Soul for a New Day. Coley performs every Wednesday at JoJo's in Washington, D.C., and I told her, I said, one of these days I'm going to get out there and I'm going to surprise you and walk through the door of JoJo's. And you know what? I'm going to put it out to the universe. I believe that it's going to happen. Now I'm going to take you down to South Carolina, Beaufort, South Carolina, and play a piece by Mahogany, and this is called Black Butterfly.
We all live our lives going through a metamorphosis. When you come out of the womb and spread your wings, never be afraid. Allow yourself to be.
You're a black butterfly looking to spread your wings. Right now you are. One day you'll be a beautiful star. I stroke your soul so gently because you are so pure to me. Combine the old in the new, and one day soon you will shine through. There you are, they see you now. Don't try to hide, let me show you how to grow inside of your cocoon, 'cause you will blossom one day soon. You will blossom one day soon. You're a black butterfly looking to spread your wings. Right now you crawl, but soon you fly. And one day, dear, you'll reach the sky. You're in this space, but it won't be long. You'll have your wings and will be strong. Nature says you're a work of art, because you came straight from my heart. Wings of beauty is what you are, and I see your grace now from afar.
Look
All right, that was Mahogany out of Beaufort, South Carolina with her Black Butterfly. She's got a lot going on out there in South Carolina. Definitely check her out. She spells her name M-A-H-O-G-A-N-E-E. She's got a coffee shop out there, and she's very active in the community. She's got a lot of stuff going on. You know, she's actually probably got the most hits to the archives of her feature on the Leopard Carpet. I want to thank everybody who tuned in today to Flava Coffee House. This is my place. This is my baby. This is where I got started and was birthed as Lady Flava in my physical coffee shop here in Seattle, Washington, to taking it to Flava News and Flava News Radio that was developed under the umbrella of Flava Coffee House. So I cherish, you know, all of you that come and support the shows, all the shows that I do, to those hanging out in the chat room today, to those hanging out in the wing, and to my people hanging out on the phone lines with me for the last 2 hours. Thank you so very, very much. Have you ever just experienced an artist and you just fell in love with their personality and fell in love with their sound? This young lady, she captivated me the very first time I saw a YouTube and her reaching out to me on Facebook. Her name is BK out of California. This piece is called Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots.
BK, what up? Yeah. Nappy.
Went platinum with this rap a few years ago. Went some places in this world we don't usually go. I learned some valuable lessons we don't usually know. I seen some ups and downs, but life's beautiful. I learned nothing that's promised before you lose your faith. The only thing I can promise is that I'm keeping faith. And many people wanna see you fall on your face. You gotta leave them behind, cause they running the place. Fame comes and goes without leaving a trace. You gotta do it for love, cause it's never replaced. Write your name on the heart, it's never erased. And get your piece of the pie and disable the pace. See, when you come from a lower class income, education is scarce, kinda hard to prepare. But who are you to say that life ain't fair? I make a living putting words to a kick in the snare, and I promise
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing.
Top of the heap, but will I fall down? Touching these peeps is all I know now. Who is serious? Who gon' take the distance? If the hustle isn't there, then how the heart gon' make a difference? Come with precision, decisions with intuition. With every note I've been given, I balance it out with wisdom. I'll listen for just a minute before I go back to winning. I'm using all that I got to follow after this vision. If you can hear me, let me know, show me support. True musicians know the way to the door. Fans control the core. I write with spirit, the evidence is revealing. Appealing is just an understatement to what I get to feel. If you believe in, just smile and keep the meaning alive. The music's better when you reach from inside and try to relate. Great hope settles and wait, cause I'ma own it when I get to the gate. I'm home.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing. Wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
Grind don't stop, 24/7. The hustle in me keeps me off the bottom rock. Between a hard spot, I parallel park the cat and drop. Like it's nothing, any situation, brush it off. Practice makes perfection, this verse is my reflection. Looking in the mirror at myself, I have a few suggestions. Give it all you got and never let them see you quit. Suck it up, your time is now, but only if you believe in it. Speak it to existence, the path of least resistance. The fame will get you, but the cash you chase can leave you friendless. And I'm a witness, without the first 48. People come and go throughout your life, but it's all what you're make of the situation. Each is different time and place, rhyme and reason, like the seasons been across all 50 states. Except for two, what's good for me ain't best for you. Do yourself and some wise friends, it's best to choose.
I ain't running, I ain't scared. Whatever's coming, I'll be right there.
Right
there. This is nothing. Wanted something, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving, have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right here.
I am hoping, but never knowing, it's still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't running, I ain't scared.
come and I'll be right there.
Right there.
This is nothing. Wanted something is still the hardest part.
Still the hardest part.
I ain't leaving. Have no fear. Just believe that I'll be right here.
Right.
That was my girl BK with Hardest Part featuring Nappy Roots. I understand that she's just filmed in another video, and so I cannot wait to see it. One thing that I know about BK, she's very smart when it comes to the business part. I think that she has, you know, suffered some hard knocks, you know, like all of us have when we've decided to step into this industry, but she's learned from those situations. She's become much wiser, and she's very, very smart, very, very smart when it comes to what she's doing and who she's dealing with. Again, I want to thank everybody for coming out and hanging out with me here at the coffee shop. I do this every Saturday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, my time, and tomorrow I'm going to be doing a 15-minute set, so I wonder who's going to be in the 15-minute set show tomorrow. 8 artists, 15 minutes each. Get to get a real good taste of their flavor. So let me close out today's show with a piece, another artist out of California. He's an amazing bass player. His name's Russell Blake, and I am going to play Solitude. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio.